Chapter 2. She sat up and blinked at Vicky perched on the foot of her bed. But this was a Vicky she had never met before, not even when she had watched her go off for a special evening with some rather special escort and come home in the early hours. Her eyes were so brilliant that they hinted at a secret recipe for enlarging the size of the pupils and implanting a couple of overbright stars in the middle of the vivid blue depths. And her mouth looked like the scarlet flowers in the silver bowl downstairs. Catherine thought confusedly, and was disturbed afterwards when she recalled what she had thought, that it looked as if it had recently been thoroughly kissed. And in addition to lipstick, it was palpitating a little, as if from a surge of eager blood. She had removed her hat, a huge white cartwheel, and her lovely auburn hair was tumbling to her shoulders. And in the pink light, it gave her the look of a strawberry blonde. She thrust it back from her face with a white hand tipped with coral, and Catherine saw the emerald blazing on her finger. She wore an emerald bracelet too, and there was a gold collar like a serf's collar about her long creamy throat. She wore a heavy white silk suit, but the jacket she bore over her arm and the neckline of the transparent blouse seemed to have slipped a little. "But why in the world?" she was saying. "Why in the world didn't you let me know the correct date you were coming? I didn't expect you until tomorrow." "Cathy, you prize arse, not to make yourself clear. What have you been thinking about me?"
"Nothing," Catherine assured her, smiling in a way that made her look very young and just a little wistful, with her eyes heavy from sleep. She rubbed her eyes to free them of that sleep and tried to smile again more happily.
"I've honestly had no hard thoughts because I realised I wasn't expected today. But where is André?" she asked as Vicky sat looking at her rather helplessly, as if she didn't quite know what to say or do.
"André?" Vicky plainly had to stop and think for a moment. "Oh, he'll be back tomorrow. He's gone to Fez. He often goes to Fez. And sometimes he's away a week or more. A month ago he went to Paris, and I was a grass widow for a fortnight."
"You didn't want to go too?" Catherine asked, realising that this was not in the least the sort of reunion she had pictured.